Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Lynn, the friendly black hottie. Now I want to get started with these small shout-outs. So I want to give a small shout-out to Butter Be Ready. They are a chef and a food blogger. And for my Tasty Tuesday this week, Country Caribbean Podcast on Instagram, I reposted a picture of their curry goat plate. Now it was just curry goat, the gravy, and rice and peas. Now, the flavor, but I did end up having curry goat for lunch on Tuesday, June the 1st. I did have me some curry goat, and it's been a minute since I had some curry goat. Like, it's just the flavor. It's just curry goat is giving what the other animals wish they could give, okay? And it's hard to describe it. It's something you have to experience. So, yes, Butter Be Ready. You know, I mean, if you look at the plate, like, you can see, like, the rice is just, like, the nice balance. The curry goat, it's such a beautiful color. With anything curry related, it's a certain color, or I'm not eating it, my God. Like, I'm not eating your curry if your curry doesn't look a certain way. Like, the curry that has a little bit of dark tint to it. That's how you know that's all the flavor in there. That's how you know people. Listen, it's an experience. Okay, so lately I have been seeing a lot of talk about single women. And to be honest, I don't know why people have against women who just, they don't want kids or they don't want marriage at all. Like, I've seen a tweet and somebody was like, oh, y'all make it seem like having wine and pets is the goal or whatever. And this person, I don't know what the hell they were doing. So they went into this whole thing about, oh, she needs to capitalize off her youth. She's young, pretty. Her value starts to go down. As she gets older, she's probably going to end up gaining weight like all women do. And it's like, first of all, everyone is different, okay? But the person just went into that and people were just like, bro, leave women alone. So yeah, so outside of, oh, and it's so interesting because I was looking at a video and I was like reading stuff about how women who did not want kids or marriage, how like they got so much backlash and they just got labeled so many things. And I think someone even was like, oh, you know, you want to be a man, you're so difficult, you're so this, you're so that. And this was back in the day. And of course, things have not changed. And I don't know why. Like, first of all, have y'all met men? Have y'all met men? Okay, if someone wants to take their time, let them take their time, okay? Now, I think it's a good thing for that why some women choose to wait because, I'm using me an example, okay? I was all over the place. I mean, I have a child, yes, but I was trying to have a life outside of my child. So, you know, that's why I'm not focused on somebody else because I'm already focused on my daughter. So if I'm not with my daughter, I'm trying to enjoy myself, period. So then from there, I went on to my little journey of trying to figure out what I want, trying to figure out what I like, just getting to know myself all over again and mostly focusing on self-care. That's just my thing, self-care. And I'm still in that phase of self-care and balance and all that good stuff. So me, I'm not focused on like mon or anything like that. No, I'm not focused on that. I mean, I already have the child part, so, and that's a lot within itself. But to be honest, why have one when you can have three? I kid. But no, like, you know, no single woman slander. Also, with many women, there's certain things that they want, and they know that it's going to take a little bit longer to get that because Some people are always out here trying to humble you. I don't know. I think that's people's like full-time job trying to humble women when you could just leave them alone. That's just it. Just leave them alone or whatever. I don't know why, because I know like this guy I used to talk to. Like when I think about it, I'm like, wow. Like I'm like, yo, I actually had a guy like this. So we're gonna call him Q, okay? So me and Q were friends with benefits, and Q was doing a lot of things for me, okay? He was wining and dining me, and me, I'm in my early 20s, okay? So Q was wining and dining me, he was taking me shopping, he was doing all these things for me, like any extracurricular activities, like he would do it, he'll go out his way, he'll hit me up and be like, hey, I'm going to do this, come along with me, blah, 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 like that. And we were just friends with benefits. Listen, if I'm friends with benefits, that's the type of benefits I want. That's probably why I'd be so disappointed. I'd be trying to humble myself. And it's like, no, girl, you know what you want. Okay? Because when you had it, you're like, this is where I need to be. All right? And like, Q was never on no shit like, oh, well, last time I did this, he was on that tit for tat or, oh, hey, you gonna help me out? Are you gonna do this? No. Q was that nigga. But nah, Q was cute. He was cool people. I said cool. Yeah, he was cool peoples. He made sure a bit feel special. I mean, yes, he did that with other girls. But that's just the type of man that he is. Like, he's going to do those things for any woman. I mean, shit. If y'all, you know, just trying to holler at Q, you know, I don't know his Instagram no more. So, but you know, I definitely would have put him on other women because he gonna treat you right. He gonna look out for you. He really do. But Q had big dick energy because he had it. Like that's why I never like messing around with him because it was too big. I was like, ugh. Shrink that down some little bit or something. But other than that, Q was cool people's. Like he always made sure a bitch felt special. But you know, and then when I stopped dealing with Q, me and him were still good friends though. And I kind of came into that, like there was kind of issues surrounding that because I remember this guy I was talking to. You know how it is when you like first start talking to somebody, you're like, you know, talking on the phone, texting all the time, blah, 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 blah. So this guy came up to me, he was like, oh, you know, and like he switched up on me. And I was like, what the fuck? I hate that bait and switch shit. And so he switched up on me and he was like, oh, and you know, how about we just chill at my house? Basically saying like, oh, I was gonna take you out, but let's just like chill at my house at the moment because I got blah 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 whatever. And I was like, yo, where's all this coming from? You know, X, Y, and Z. You know, I was young, whatever. So he was like, yo, I ain't know you used to fuck with old boy and stuff, talking about Q. So he was like, oh, I ain't know you used to fuck with old boy and stuff. And whatever, and I was like, I didn't know if I want to confirm or deny it, but I was just like, okay. He was like, oh, you gave this ugly nigga some pussy, but you up here making me work for it. And I'm like, first of all, dude, I only known you for like two, three, like me, you have just been talking for like 2, 3 days. Like I just met you. And then second of all, you're not doing what Q is doing, okay? You demanding the pussy. Like Q actually put in work for that shit. Like, what are you talking about? But no, I hate a bait and switch ass person. Like I've come across that shit so many times. And it's like, and then like, oh. It's always a whole bunch of excuses. Now, I know that, you know, things happen, plans change or whatever, but it's still like, you know, I'd rather you cancel instead of be like, oh, come chill at my house. First of all, I don't know you. And, you know, you can't just be in everybody's houses and stuff because I don't know you. I don't know you at all. I don't know who all stays there. And I don't want to pull up. And first of all, I'm too old to be pulling up at men's houses to have dates at their houses anymore. No, take me out. Take me. I don't care what child. Take me out. That's it. Cause I can be watching movies at my house. Cause then you're gonna try some slick stuff with me. And no. But yeah, that bait and switch where it's like, oh, I'm gonna take you out. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And then to be like, oh, plans have changed. How about we just chill at my house? How about I pull up on you? No, sir. You said you're gonna take me out. You're gonna take me out. And then try to be like, just a whole bunch of, la 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 stuff. And it's like, no, I don't want to hear it. Until you can do that, just don't try to bring up nothing else. That's just it. And so with the whole, oh, when, and it does get annoying. I can kind of see, cause me, I don't go back. Like I don't argue with people or whatever, but I know there's other single women that do argue with people. I know the other women that do argue with people about the whole single women, anything revolving around single women debate. And I can kind of see why. Like, people will constantly bring up your relationship status as an insult, as a clapback, or whatever. And especially when people try to do that, single women are bitter. Sir, no, we're not. First of all, anybody can be bitter. But to say that somebody is bitter because they don't have a man. Have you met men? I'm always said that. Have you met men? So it's like, no, nah, it can't be. It can't be at all. Okay. And like, there's nothing wrong with being single. Like, enjoy yourself. Enjoy your time to yourself. That's what I have to say. Enjoy your time to yourself. So my outside tune for this week is Lucy. By Queen of Bagana. By hold on. So my outside tune this week is Lucy by Destra. So they said that Carnival is confirmed for Miami in October. October. So that means people gonna be out there dancing in their costumes for real. So yes, Lucy, nice soca song. It's very, very high energy. You can work out to that song, and that's your workout for today. Just them couple of minutes on the song, that's your workout for today. High. Lots of rhythm, lots of whining, lots of instruments, lots of vocals. So, thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Lynn, the Friendly Black Hottie. You can check me out on Instagram at Country Caribbean. Check me out on Facebook, the Country Caribbean podcast, and Twitter, where people be acting a fool. You know, I'm participating, acting a fool a little bit. So you can check me out on Twitter at _ALYNNB. And thank you for listening.